Hey everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump. We are here to drop a steamy load of knowledge about all the nerdy things that we care about, and we hope you care about them too. I'm Cameron, and I recently lost my high score in Frogger to an actual frog.
I'm Cody, and you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
And I'm Honey, and I'm apparently the crazy one. I don't know why, but that's what I'm told.
Well, the doctor said that when they came with the straitjacket.
Shh.
Okay.
Plus, we've told you that multiple times.
Yep.
Maybe.
There was a poll. We voted on it.
Why would you vote on a poll? Did you climb the poll?
Anyway.
Thank you for approving our poll.
Today in Nerd News, we're going to be talking a little bit about the information that came out about the Sony shared Marvel Universe, which is a Marvel Universe that is set aside from the MCU, but is still based on the properties that Sony owns of Spider-Man. However, my understanding is, for the most part, Spider-Man will not be involved in this universe other than the Ultimate Spider-Man Miles Morales cartoon that is coming out towards the end of the year. But Spider-Man, in and of himself, is not involved. As we all know, there's been a Venom movie announced already.
Yeah.
And recently, Sony has been talking about two new Spider-Man themed-ish Marvel movies.
Themed-ish.
Yes. We have Black Cat and Silver Sable.
No.
Now, are those going to be together, or are they separate things?
Because
I read an article on it, but it almost made it sound like they were together, but I wasn't sure. It wasn't completely clear.
I read that as it's a team-up film between the two of them.
Okay, so that's what I was thinking, but I wasn't
positive. I assumed
it was
two different ones. But.
No, I don't honestly see either character necessarily
holding up a movie by themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. But as a team-up, that's really interesting.
See, I know
those
Black
are two
Cat?
Characters I don't see together.
I know of Black Cat. I don't know anything about Silver Sable. I know nothing. Literally nothing. Right. I've heard the name before, and that's about it.
She's kind of a mercenary.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't mean kind of. That's basically what she is. She's
all like her.
Yeah. She's very much towed the line as between villain to Spider-Man and kind of an anti-hero. For the most part, she's, I would say, kind of a chaotic good character.
Yay! So, I'm generally chaotic good.
You're generally just crazy.
No, I mean, I can be good at times.
So, what do you hope to see from this movie, though? Like, what could there possibly be that's like, I want to see this?
I don't know much about Silver Sable, so I honestly don't know. Black Cat, I've always liked.
Right.
But I don't really know what she would do, because usually she was helping Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's been portrayed as more of very much a villain in the Spidey comics the last few years.
Yeah, she's been
straight
up bad.
Oh,
guy.
Well,
yeah. She and Spidey
don't read modern comics,
yeah.
So.
No, that's fair. She and Spidey had a big falling out when he was possessed by Dr. Octopus.
Which is a fun
storyline.
Yep. Yeah, so, yeah, if you're not familiar with that, Superior Spider-Man, check it out. It's really fun, really weird, and you don't expect it to work, but it does.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm kind of very interested to see what they do with Black Cat and Sable. Because I wouldn't have expected those two to be in a movie, let alone headline one.
Yeah.
I kind of think if they do something almost like a Suicide Squad, not like that movie at
all,
but take the concept of having these two characters who are kind of mostly villainous, but throwing them in and maybe making them the heroes, putting them in a situation where they have to be good and have to work with each other, I think that could be a lot of fun.
Right. I personally hope that these movies never get made. That Venom bombs horribly, even though Venom is like my favorite Spider-Man villain. I hope that Venom bombs horribly, so Sony realizes, oh, we really should just stick with this Marvel contract. And that's it. Because there are rumors that if these do well, then Sony's going to try to get their Spider-Man back for their universe too, and cut and run from the Marvel side of it.
Okay.
That would be lame.
Yeah.
That would be very lame.
And they have a contract for 6 movies with the Spider-Man. But I want to see more than that in the Marvel MCU.
But okay, so for the stuff that they've done in their own Marvel universe of different stuff, they haven't had a lot of good anything.
Right.
I mean...
Well, the original Sam Raimi Spider-Man's 1 and 2 were generally fairly well received. Mm-hmm. The third one, not as much.
Well, yeah.
And we'll be actually talking about that in a future episode. I think we're going to talk kind of about the cinematic history of Spider-Man leading up to Homecoming. So let us know now what you'd want to hear about, because we're probably going to be doing that episode here shortly.
Yeah, that's all the news. There's also still the rumors of the Sinister Six movie.
Cool,
which I don't understand what that would be.
I don't know what they would do, but I like the Sinister Six.
Right, the concept is good as villains.
Yeah.
But
what are they going to do?
No joke. And especially in the Spider-Man films, they're not very good at balancing multiple villains.
Yeah.
No.
They're real bad at it.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see if that even ever happens.
True. I mean, Tom Hardy playing Venom, I don't think we even really touched on that part.
True.
That's kind of cool.
I love Tom Hardy as a character, and he plays good villains.
He's generally a good actor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And other than Mumblemouth Bane, where you couldn't really hear him,
but that wasn't his fault. Yeah, talking through a mask.
Yeah. But he generally does a really good job. So I'm excited for him as Venom, but unfortunately I still hope his movie kind of bombs.
Mr. Parker!
Well, Spider-Man's not going to be in that movie.
True.
Yeah.
Who's he gonna wait? Is it supposed to be Venom when he's good, bad, in the middle?
He's
like,
Eddie Brock.
He's.
They've said he's Eddie Brock,
okay,
which means he's the bad guy then.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be supposedly the rumors are it's going to be R rated. Obviously, it's not rated yet.
No.
The rumors are it's going to be R rated.
So if they're pushing for that, then it's probably going to be pretty dark tone.
He might eat
pretty,
people.
Yeah. True.
You know, in all honesty. If I wanted it to do well, what I think they should do is have Venom fight Carnage.
Mm-hmm. That would probably be...
That would definitely have to be rated R.
That'd have to be rated R.
Because Carnage.
My question for this is going to be the Venom symbiote. How are they going to explain it wanting to be like Spider-Man if they don't have Spider-Man in their movie?
I mean, they don't have to necessarily explain that. Makes sense.
As long as the symbiote at one time bonded with Spider-Man before it makes it to Eddie Brock, I'm fine. But if they're just saying the symbiote's always just Spider-Man-y, no, I don't like that.
No.
That's a very good question. I don't know how they're going to accomplish that. Because, and this you've apparently read more on it than I have. The Spider-Man Homecoming is nothing to do with any of these other movies. So they're not going to be in tandem
at all. They've said they're not connected at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's gonna be troublesome.
Yes.
Unless
it is.
They are like gonna throw in a Miles Morales Spider-Man movie,
which would be
first,
smart.
Do that first,
to
and
be
then.
Fair. The animated Miles Morales Spider-Man movie that Sony's doing does come out in December of 2018, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Or is it December of this year?
When does Venom
I don't
come
recall.
Out?
Venom comes out sometime next. I don't know. We're bad at dates.
We're bad with dates.
Anyway. But they are doing an animated Miles Morales movie.
Okay.
So it's going to theaters.
Oh, that's cool.
But I don't know how well that fits into a rated R Venom movie as well.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a gray area.
Yeah.
Very much so. But
that's all I got for news.
Yep, that's...
Do you have anything?
No, I don't think I do. That's pretty much everything that has happened in the world since we last spoke.
Yep.
So...
I mean, the only news I have is not really, like, big media news, necessarily, but I got my newest issue of Space Captain in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, issue 4. It's
good.
Great. Oh, yeah. It's good stuff.
And that's the one with the fish in space?
No. I know you ask that every time, and I know that time you probably did that intentionally. But, no, there's no fish in space. I'm sure there's actually probably fish in space somewhere
probably.
In it, but because there are all sorts of crazy aliens and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, it delved a little bit more into Space Captain's past, which was kind of cool, and explaining different things.
His
but.
Past as a lone wolf named Billy Banner?
Yeah. No, there's no Billy Banner.
Yay!
But it does explain other random stuff. It was good. At some point, I'm going to make you guys read all of Space Captain, all 4 issues, because it's not very long.
I look forward to that.
Yep.
Anywho, on to the actual topic of today.
Which our actual topic? 50 Shades Darker.
Mm.
Better than the 50 Shades of Grey?
Right.
Or not so much?
Now, I was a big fan of the fact that I didn't see this movie and will never see this movie.
Right?
I didn't even... have never seen either of those movies.
I fell asleep during the first one on accident.
On accident. I don't know. That's the second time tonight I've done air quotes. You guys can't see that. I don't know why I'm doing that.
I feel like your inflection gives it away that you're actually doing the air quotes. I could totally hear it without
you guys know. You could feel me. You're my peeps.
Ew.
I should never say peeps again. Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Forget I ever said that.
Okay.
It never happened.
Anyway, that's not the topic for
today. No,
thankfully,
it
it's not.
It's not at all.
The topic's about an intervention about Honi using the word peeps
too much. I'm trying to actually think if there's ever been a time I've used it before other than talking about peeps marshmallow candies, which are disgusting.
Even that is you talk about too much.
I've said it like 3 times in my life.
Yeah.
And anyway, we are officially dropping it from your vernacular right
now. I'm fine with that. But on to the real topic of summer movies.
Yay, summer movies! The summer movie season is upon us. It basically already started.
Things have been going well.
Pretty much.
Not at all.
No, we've talked about Guardians at length. We're not going to touch on that one at all.
Right.
Since that one
did do well.
Yes, as of this recording, we've had a few not so great flicks. King Arthur has already come out, and everybody hates it.
Didn't even know it came out.
Exactly.
Yeah, didn't know Baywatch came out, which
Baywatch,
I don't know why anyone would want to watch that anyways.
I want to see that, but I didn't know it came out either.
And then the Pirates of the Caribbean's new movie came out, and didn't know about it because nobody wants to see that. Everyone's tired of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Yeah, every time that I saw a trailer for that in the theaters, there was a collective groan from the audience.
Yep.
Nobody asked for this movie.
Nobody wants to see it.
Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
I don't even know
if the fourth.
I don't think I saw the fourth.
I didn't see the fourth.
I stopped at three.
It had mermaids in it.
Never saw that. Definitely don't know anything about that one.
And no Keira Knightley or what's his face?
Orlando Bloom.
They weren't in it.
Johnny Depp still in it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, apparently you can't have a pirate movie without Johnny Depp now.
Right.
Huh.
So, but apparently
Johnny Depp is cool.
That's
about probably its only redeeming quality. But other than that, I'm assuming nothing else good about it.
Oh, there was nothing good about it. Yeah. Johnny Depp wasn't even that great in it.
Oh, sweet.
From what I remember, it's been several years. I saw it at the $2 theater we have here in town. So it was real cheap.
I watched a little bit of it and got bored. And like, there were really good people in it, so I wanted to like it, but I just couldn't get into it. This one does bring back Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
And apparently the non, funny characters that lead the narrative, apart from Jack Sparrow, is actually one of the guys is his their son.
Awkward.
Who's Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley's son?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Weird.
How old is he? He can't be that old.
Like 2.
They're not that old.
I don't know. I'm just saying stuff.
Right. Well, it takes place 10 years. I mean, it's been 10 years since the last one.
So he's 10.
So I think this takes place 20 years after it.
Oh.
So,
did they age up Keira Knightley? I know Orlando Bloom works on that one spaceship that can and one boat that can only come to shore every 10 years or something like that. So he might not age anymore.
I think he's basically a ghost.
Yeah. But did they age up Keira Knightley?
I'm assuming. I haven't seen her in it. I just know that she is in it.
Okay.
But
weird.
But apparently, I don't know. Like, people don't like it or they don't hate it like the last one.
Right.
But I don't. I'm done.
You gotta let things die when they're dead. Just let it be.
Yep. I love the first one.
Yeah.
And I can still watch it, but I can't do the sequels anymore.
No.
They're too dark and convoluted.
Mostly just too convoluted.
Yeah. So, speaking of convoluted, the next one coming out is the latest Mummy film.
Okay.
And that one...
Starring
Tom Cruise and Sophia Boutella. I can't remember.
Whatever the mummy lady's supposed to be.
Yes, I can't pronounce her last name, but she was in Star Trek Beyond and Kingsman.
Oh, she was in Star Trek Beyond.
Kingsman?
Yeah, she was the one with the robot leg or the knife legs.
Feet. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, she was great.
Who was she in Star Trek Beyond?
She was the. She was a female alien. The bad guy.
The really white lady.
Yeah, with the weird forehead. Who joined Starfleet at the end, I think.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Okay. No clue. Maybe I haven't seen Star Trek Beyond.
You didn't. You might.
I don't know. I'm not a huge Star Trek fan.
True.
Right.
But no, I didn't recognize her from that. That's good just, makeup work.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah. I think they won an award, didn't they, or they were nominated?
They lost the Oscar for makeup effects to Suicide Squad.
Oh, I forgot. That's the one Suicide Squad won.
Academy Award winning film.
That's
Suicide Squad.
That's dumb. Like, because the costumes weren't that great in Suicide Squad.
I think it was Killer Croc was the big thing that they.
But Killer Croc was done wrong.
Yeah.
Utterly wrong.
Anyway, back to the movies.
Right.
That
Yeah.
So why I say the movie's convoluted is that this is the start of much like Marvel and Sony now, of a shared universe.
Right.
Wait. What?
Yeah.
What is it sharing the universe with?
Universal Monsters.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that they had a Universal Monster series, but I didn't know what this all meant. So that's supposed to be the Mummy from that series?
Yes, this,
this
series. Yeah.
I mean, just the fact that, you know, Universal has the rights to all the different monsters.
I mean, that makes
sense. It could be any mummy, I think, is what they went with. But I do like the idea that they went with something different than what we've seen.
Because I was trying to figure out if this was supposed to be a remake of the old series of Mummy with, Brandon Fraser or whatever.
Right.
But, because I was like, well, it definitely has a different feel from the other ones. Because the other ones were, you know, lighthearted family films kind of things.
They were much
They did have dark stuff to it, but, I mean, it wasn't completely crazy.
Yeah, they had the tone of, like, the Indiana Jones
films. Yeah, it was like, there was fun, there was, you know, random violence that wasn't too bad.
Right.
And,
yeah. But this one definitely looks
dark. It looks dark and it looks awesome. I like the darker feel of it.
Right.
I think it actually makes you feel like you have an enemy that could destroy the world.
Right.
And as much as Tom Cruise is a crazy person, I do tend to enjoy his movies.
Right.
He's been in some great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He does a lot of his own stunts, too, which are kind of interesting to watch sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the Mission Impossibles and whatnots.
Yeah. So, like I said, I actually do enjoy the movies with Tom Cruise in it. Just because he's in it doesn't mean I'm going to see the movie necessarily.
Right.
But
well,
he
that's
does
what we
well.
Do. We should see, say, if we're going to try to see that movie in theaters.
Which one?
Like, for all these movies we're about to talk on, we should each say if we're going to try to see it.
Oh, well, I plan on seeing Mummy in the theaters.
Yeah.
Because I actually think it looks really good.
It's not an opening weekend for me, but I definitely like to at least go to the cheap seats and see it.
Right. I don't plan on seeing it.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't care.
Yeah, if I don't, I'm not going to be brokenhearted, but it would be fun.
Now, the concept of this shared universe is something I do like if they aren't movies specifically designed to be in a shared universe. Like, Marvel, all the movies are designed to be in the shared universe. I like the idea of all these monster movies taking place on the same planet in the same universe. I just don't want them to be, like, I don't want after-credit stingers at the Mummy about a werewolf or whatever, you know?
Right. I think they're going to kind of throw in some connective tissue, because apparently we've seen Russell Crowe in the trailers.
Yeah, and he's playing...
He's playing Dr. Jekyll.
Yeah.
Which is neat.
And he runs some sort of... It seems like he runs some sort of organization that covers up monsters or hunts monsters or something like that.
Yeah.
That would
if
be
that's your connective tissue, fine with it.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys remember this from when we were kids, but there was a movie that came out called The Monster Squad.
Right.
And it featured a group of kids who went up against the Universal Monster. Like, Dracula was leading this little army, had Frankenstein's monster, the mummy, they called him the creature, but he was essentially the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yep.
I would lose my stuff if they did something like that. Like, if this was building towards a remake of Monster Squad.
I've already heard talks about a Creature from the Black Lagoon movie. I was watching a YouTube video about it yesterday. They said that Scarlett Johansson has been signed on to be the female lead in the movie. Not that she's the creature, but the creature, like, goes after her type situation.
Okay.
So that could already be something they're working on. I don't know how far along they are in that process or anything, but
I hadn't heard that. I did hear that, back to Johnny Depp, he's been cast as the Invisible Man.
Ooh,
so that's
that would be
fun. Doing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Better seen or better heard than seen.
Basically, we've all been a little overexposed to Johnny Depp lately.
Yeah.
And not in that way, but Well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
A little both.
So.
But speaking of this, now, what I would like to actually see,
no.
since they're going to be doing all this universal stuff with the different monsters, if they would take from the comic book world and have a, what is it, the Howling Commandos?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I doubt that, man.
Oh, yeah, I doubt
that
it too,
would be
but
awesome.
That would be great.
Yeah. I don't think that'll happen, but that would be pretty cool.
But, you know,
yeah.
usually
they just,
different companies.
They don't even let you know until it's the werewolf movie and they call it Werewolf by Night instead of, like, werewolf or something like that. It's like, oh, now I know.
Nice. Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
But it'd be one of those things, like, you know, because a lot of times companies are like, oh, they're doing this. We're going to do something to compete against it. But it would be awesome if they're like, oh, they're doing this whole, you know, universe of all the universal monsters. Let's do our own Howling Commando thing and be like, ha ha ha. Let's,
that'd be interesting.
Let's share the money.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Yep.
I doubt it.
Oh, I doubt it too. But you never know.
Right.
I mean, they're making, what, Black Cat and Silver Sable, like we mentioned earlier.
Yeah,
Sony.
Who knows?
But, yeah, it is Sony, and they're not the smartest people. We understand this, but they still tend to make money.
Right.
So they're doing something right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
By the way, you have been listening to The Nerd Dump, brought to you by Sony.
Not anymore.
Nope. Sponsor gone.
Yep.
Probably my fault.
Probably.
It's always
yeah.
my fault.
Yep. You're the crazy one. So, money. Dark Universe. So that's our thing about the Dark Universe. We'll might do a post about that to kind of see what
right.
other people would be interested in seeing with that.
I'm sure we'll talk about it as we hear more about
exactly.
what's coming out and
yeah.
see timelines and whatever. But yeah,
totally.
On to the next one.
Yep. The next ones are all pretty much dang near everything coming out is either a sequel or a reboot or some form of non-originality. I can't talk today.
Okay.
It's fine.
So we've got Cars 3 that's coming out. The next...
Right.
Which newest... I didn't even know they had a third one coming out. And I'm not surprised because Cars does well. It's good. They always make out different toy lines and they make tons of money
they
off of it.
They make tons of money off the toys.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And they have cartoon series and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. So, I mean,
yep.
yeah. It's
yeah.
it's just going to happen.
Right.
It was one of those inevitable things.
Agreed. And the first one is charming. I do enjoy it. What little I saw of the second one, I
yeah,
it was
couldn't do
the
it.
Second one was a good watch, but it's like one of those I'm never gonna watch again.
Yeah.
Like Cars, the first one I've seen a few times just
right.
with different people.
Uh-huh.
I don't tend to watch movies multiple times unless they're actually pretty good.
Right.
But yeah, the second one I enjoyed it when I saw it,
uh-huh.
but I don't care to ever see it again.
Right.
Yeah.
From the trailer of this one, it appears to be their dark chapter.
No
dark chapter?
Yeah.
I watched the teaser.
See, I haven't seen the teaser for it yet.
I watched the teaser last night. It's intense.
Yeah.
Like, it has a wreck, and then it has
yeah,
this little line
just
like...
just Lightning McQueen flipping over in a wreck, and it's like, not even like, colors aren't fully saturated too, so it's like...
So it's
darker,
like supposed to be slow motion, kind of
slow
like,
motion.
Oh gosh.
You can see pieces of him coming off as he flies
oh.
through the air.
Yeah, this is the dark and gritty Cars
yeah.
movie.
So I might enjoy it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's all I've seen from it so far.
Mm-hmm. I think he goes back to Radiator Springs. I think it's
right.
I think it's going to be more like the first one.
Oh, that'd be cool, because, I mean, as long as they don't do, obviously, the exact same... thing from the first
mm-hmm.
one, which I don't know why they would or how they'd even do that, but as long as it's not just like, oh, well, we did really well on the first one, so let's just try to carbon
right.
copy it again.
Right. Like, even the Toy Stories, they all have a very similar formula,
right.
but they're done in different ways,
yep.
yeah.
and each one tugs at your heartstrings.
Yep.
And makes you cry, at least me. I will totally admit, I cry at the end. Toy Story
3. Oh, yeah.
Toy Story
time.
3. Yeah. I was going to say the other one's not now.
That
not
movie
really,
killed.
But...
Oh. I thought you were going to say you cried at the end of the Cars movies. I'm like, why?
I cried a little bit.
No,
I cried a little bit during
the
Cars
movie.
That was basically it. I did feel like crying a little bit I saw the second one, but
yeah.
not because of feels.
Yeah. Not the right kind of feels. Not the feels they were aiming for.
Right. So, Cars 3. Anybody?
I'm not going to
no,
see it.
No, I'm not
going to
see it in theaters.
I don't want to see it ever, frankly.
I mean, I'll probably see it at some point, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my wife and I are going to go see it. Just so long as she doesn't make me watch the second one all the way through.
Right.
I'm totally fine skipping that one entirely.
Right.
But I'll probably see the third one.
right. So what do we got next?
The next one is our next sequel featuring cars, Transformers: The Last Night.
Right.
That is one I probably will see in the theaters, just because I actually think from the previews it looks good, and I like Mark Wahlberg. I think he does pretty well. I enjoyed the last one more so than the
Shia LaBeouf
series. Right. Yeah.
From the trailers, it appears that Optimus has turned on humanity because of some robot creator type person.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're just trying to do that as a ploy, and at the end it'll be like, oh, I was just doing whatever so I could actually save humanity. I'm sure it's a weird
twist. Looks
like
he gets brainwashed altogether.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying he'll probably
break free.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's playing along.
Because they're not going to have Optimus Prime be a villain the whole way through.
Probably not. Unless they kill him off.
Not
going to
do that. Well, I mean, they could.
80s cartoon. Or 80s?
It was the 80s cartoon.
Yeah.
They killed everybody. And that was because they needed to sell new toys. They needed new characters.
Back when they made toys good, so they'd hold up to the age of the stresses of time. And
pretty
stuff
much.
Like that.
Yeah, that's the whole reason.
We ran out of toys.
That was the whole reason, like, they killed off Optimus and Starscream and all the Generation 1 characters was because we need new characters so we can make new toys that kids will buy. Because they couldn't, you know, put out multiple versions of Optimus.
Right.
Whereas now, they can still put out multiple versions of Optimus.
Every movie he gets, like, wings or something like that.
He gets an upgrade.
Yeah.
And that's
Lightning Axe.
Lightning Axe.
That was one rumor, is that he and... why he and Bumblebee are fighting in the trailer, are they going to, like, combine?
Ooh.
I heard a rumor about that. And there's apparently a toy out there that looks like it's a combination of Optimus and Bumblebee.
Huh.
What's Bumblebee Prime? Optibee?
Optibee Prime?
Yeah, there we go. That's the name.
Yep.
Optibee Prime. It's discovered.
I hope not.
You heard it here first. We hate ourselves for it.
Yep.
So Transformers.
I mean, I don't imagine it's going to be like world changing or anything like that. I do imagine it'll be good entertainment.
Right.
Now, a good Transformers movie. None of them have actually been good Transformer movies.
Right.
So I've already thrown that out the window. It looks like it'll be good action. I like Mark Wahlberg, so I'm intrigued.
Okay. Cody?
Not so much. Not going to see it. Don't care.
I honestly have not watched one since Revenge of the Fallen, which is the second one.
I've watched them all.
Well, I've watched them all in
theaters. I will watch it when it comes to Hulu or Netflix or something like that, probably. Because I think the last couple are on Hulu, honestly. You can watch them in the Hulu's limited movie calendar.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to see it in the theater. If I can see it for free, I'll see it. But that's about it.
No, that's valid. Yeah, the third one has been on Netflix, but I can't bring myself to watch it. What little I keep catching, like, bits and pieces in the middle when it's on TV, and I'm just like, oh, this is bad. And I got through the second one, and you know, everyone said that one was horrible, and I thought, yeah, it's not great, but I was okay with it.
Yeah,
I guess, but we already took our stances on the Transformers movie in the last episode too,
pretty much.
Yeah.
I will take the first one any day, but I think I'm done with the
first one, honestly. While it wasn't a good Transformer movie, it was still a decent movie.
Yeah.
And it was the first of its kind.
Right.
So before they, you know, bloated the franchise.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, I'm gonna skip that one too.
Right.
The next one we're not gonna talk about a whole lot because, like I said at the top, I think we're gonna do a full episode more about it. But we've got Spider-Man: Homecoming,
which I will see in theater.
Yeah, I'll probably see in theaters too.
I will as well. So that's pretty much all we got to talk about there.
Yeah.
After that is God. Yeah.
God?
Yeah.
Yeah,
God.
There's a movie called God.
There's a movie called God Particle coming out eventually. Is that what you're talking about?
No. This is the reboot/sequel to Oh God.
I don't know.
Starring George Burns from the 80s.
No.
I'm old.
Okay.
I
haven't heard of this. And I hear about movies, Cameron. I think you're making this up.
Yeah.
He is.
Yep. I'm full of it.
Okay.
The next one is, and I can't believe it's yet another sequel.
Oh, good.
War of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh.
See, I could never get into the old Planet of the Apes movies.
Right. The originals.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so when they started remaking them, I have not seen any of them because I just don't care.
I saw the
So definitely not going to see it in theaters because I don't care.
I saw the first one. I haven't seen the second one yet. The first one did intrigue me, and I wanted to see the second one, but there was a lot of stuff going on at that time in my personal existence.
Right.
So I didn't have the opportunity to. Still haven't seen it. Uh-huh. But that is a franchise that does interest me.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat. I did see all the originals, mm-hmm. And I like two of them.
Right.
But I have yet to see any of the new ones. It's always just been busy for me when they've come out, and I would like to sit down and watch the first two. Hasn't happened yet. But I've heard nothing but good things, and they do look good.
Mm-hmm.
And this new one looks bleak and dark, which is exactly what the original films ended up being.
Yeah. Now, the part of the problem is we know where it's going to end, unless they decide to change things.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's just end it. Let's just have the monkeys win already.
See, and I don't know how many more films that they're planning to know where they're going with it. Because I think it's pretty unpredictable.
Right.
Because it's not... I mean, it is building towards a Planet of Apes.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, do you think they're going to just continue the Planet of the Apes series? Like, remake all the old ones? I mean, not remake them exactly.
Right.
But, you know, continue on the series like how they would have had originally.
Having not really seen the films, I kind of think that if they're going to continue on with this franchise, like do maybe, you know, another couple movies, maybe try to end it with like five,
mm-hmm.
like the original films did, end it with something that leads back to the first one. And I mean the very first Planet of the Apes from the 60s with Charlton Heston. You could almost even end it with them either arriving at the planet or something.
You think they'll do like a CGI de-aged
Charles
Heston?
Nothing surprises
showing
me
up
anymore.
On the planet. That'd
so
be interesting.
That would be.
The problem is these movies take place very much, at least the ones I've seen,
mm-hmm.
take place very much now. Like they don't jump forward 50, hundreds of years into the future. The war is happening currently type situation. So when they go to that,
mm-hmm.
it's going to have to be they jump forward a couple hundred years in the future because at that point humans are subservient. They don't remember guns. They don't remember cars. They don't remember all the stuff that they used to have.
Yeah, all their history is
yeah.
buried out in the desert and everything's been destroyed.
Yeah, and the monkeys think they've always been in charge type situation basically.
Mm-hmm.
Basically. So it's not going to be like... They might do, like, at the end of a movie, they jump forward in time, but I don't think they can go straight into that unless they start jumping ahead
mm-hmm.
centuries or decades at least, you know?
Right. Because eventually they're going to have probably new characters.
Yeah.
Because Caesar the main...
Yeah, he's still,
I don't think he can...
he's still in the third movie, last
uh-huh.
I saw.
Yeah, he's been the main character the last two, for sure.
And last I checked, monkeys don't live centuries.
They also don't talk, and they're not able to hold guns. Well, no.
I've seen a video.
No, I've seen chimpanzees shooting guns.
Yeah, I've seen it too. This is the one where they were like standing around the monkey, and they were clapping and laughing, and then he started shooting. Did you see that video?
No.
No, that was a real one, and that was scary.
I'll retract my statement about holding them. Maybe they can't necessarily load a gun and or work the guns.
Probably not without training.
Yeah, right.
They probably wouldn't figure it out by themselves.
Yeah. So,
but because I haven't mm-hmm. seen the second one yet, I'm probably not going to see that in theaters.
Yeah, me neither. So nothing against it, just I would want to get caught.
Yeah, I want to get caught up first, and I'm not there. So.
Okay. So we do have a couple of original films. The next one that's coming out, these are all coming out in July, is Valerian.
Yep.
Which is finally getting a little bit of marketing.
Yeah.
And that's the one where it's like... it's a bunch of planets that make up a big city? Is that how that's supposed to be? Like, I don't fully follow. Like, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And it seems intriguing, and I'll probably try to go watch it, but I don't fully understand what's going on.
Right. It's Valerian, the City of a Thousand Planets.
Yeah, so, okay.
And it's based on a French graphic novel that I haven't seen or read of. And it's by the guy that made The Professional and Fifth Element. So it's going to have a really cool...
It has a decent pedigree.
It's going to have a great visual flair.
Yes.
And very very much out there. I don't know if this is going to...
So the guy that made The Professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of my all-time favorite movies.
There you go.
It is.
I love that movie.
It's so good.
From the previews I've seen, it looks really nice. It reminds me, like the armor reminds me a little bit about Mass Effect armor and stuff like that. But it looks really nice. The aliens look pretty cool.
The aliens kind of look like they're out of Green Lantern. Like some of those species.
A little bit. My main concern is the two main characters. I'm not a fan of either one.
Okay, I'm trying to remember who.
Personally.
Because one of them, like, I saw, like, I knew he looked familiar, but I don't know his name.
The main guy, I don't know his name either. He was the Green Goblin in The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
And he was also in that movie Chronicle.
Yeah, he was better in Chronicle.
Chronicle?
It's the one where there's, like, four friends, and they find an alien pod or something, and they get superpowers, and then he goes evil. The main guy goes kind of evil.
Never seen that.
It's a decent movie. It's a found footage movie.
I did see the one where he plays Green Goblin. That's probably where I'd seen him from, but...
And then the
main female character was the Enchantress in Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, she looked vaguely familiar, but...
Yeah.
I don't really remember.
That's literally all I know either of them from, and none of that were either of them very good. So
I can't say either one of them were bad.
Right.
It doesn't look like it's got a horrible cast. Looks like John Goodman's going to be a voice of some sort. It just says voice. Doesn't say what he's playing.
Right.
Ethan Hawke's in it.
And then I think Rihanna is rumored to be one of the main characters.
Clive Owen's in it.
Too.
I like him. Rutger Hauer.
I don't know why you're laughing.
He was Hobo with a Shotgun.
That horrible movie.
Oh, God. It's amazing. You should watch. It's like one of those movies that is so bad, it's a train wreck that you can't look away from.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like one of those grindhouse movies, like Machete.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just
horrible,
but it's like you can't stop watching because it's so horrible. But yeah, he's apparently in it. Yep, Rihanna's in it, playing somebody named Bubble? Huh.
Yeah, she's a musician, is my understanding in the movie.
Well, that makes sense.
That totally makes
sense.
Since she's
a musician. So,
it's hard to gauge some of these movies because we see comic book movie trailers and Star Wars, and seeing an original concept like this, it's really hard to get an idea if it looks good or not anymore.
I'm very excited, but again, my only worry really is the two main characters. I'm not a fan of theirs. I'm gonna go see it in theater.
Okay.
Honestly, though, my wife is a huge fan of The Fifth Element, so it's basically a guarantee we're going to go see this in theater.
Yeah, I'll probably see this one in theater.
Split.
Yeah, no, I have not seen really any of the movies that this lady's been in other than Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
That's the only movie I've seen her in, so okay.
Yeah, I saw her on, I think it was Drop the Mic or whatever, that epic rap battle they do on the Late Late Show. That's the only other thing I've seen her in.
Was she any good there?
She schooled the other guys over there.
Good.
Which one of them was James Franco's brother, and I can't imagine that's difficult to do.
Is that Jay? Which one is he?
Dave?
Dave Franco?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I guess. I don't know. He seems kind of useless to me, but I've never seen him in anything.
Billy
so.
Banner Franco.
Not a person.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
So the next one we've got is Dunkirk, which is the latest from Christopher Nolan.
It's a military movie.
I know which one that's supposed to be. I mean, it does seem intriguing to a degree. From the previews, it doesn't look like a movie that would actually hold my interest at all. Like, I like some war movies, but because I like violence and stuff, but it just doesn't look like a really good film.
I think it's probably
it looks more like a drama.
It's a drama, an actual war film. It's a drama.
War film dramas I don't like.
I think it's an Oscar movie. It's a movie designed to get Oscars.
It'll appeal to the normal people, and
I don't think it'll appeal to the normal people. I think it'll appeal to the Oscar people.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's not me, so I'm not going to see it.
I'm not going to see it either.
Christopher Nolan making an Oscar movie is fine by me.
Right.
I sat out for Interstellar. I didn't see it.
I actually saw Interstellar.
I saw Interstellar in theaters.
I didn't see it in theaters.
But that's just because I had a buddy that was like, let's go watch this. I'm like, what's it about? I didn't even know. I hadn't even seen any previews for it. And I was like, oh, that was really cool. But I like the weird kind of crazy movies.
Yeah.
There's like, oh my gosh, mind's blown. You know, that kind of stuff. So
I'm sorry I missed it. That's like the first movie of his that I haven't seen.
Right.
In...
I personally like movies where... I don't like movies that actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're depressing to me. And so I don't want to see this. So that's part of the reason I don't want to see it. Is it's that's a real thing, and I don't want to watch it happen. So
you did not go see United 93.
No, I did not.
Did you?
What is
that? That was the that's the 9/11 film.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Came out. Oh, God. That's,
I was alive.
That's
when
a long time.
Yeah, I was alive when 9/11 happened.
Yeah, we were all.
So I don't care to watch a movie on it.
Yeah, that came out about 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
I did see that in theaters.
No, I don't like to see things that really happened.
Yeah. Fair enough. So I will probably see it when you guys are done. The next one is, and I have not seen a preview for it, but I kind of want to, is Atomic Blonde.
Okay.
That is the action movie with Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be the only reason I'd want to see it.
I've seen a poster for it, I think. They have one up at the theater.
Yeah, here. I saw it too.
That's all I've seen.
Yeah.
Apparently,
I know nothing about it.
Apparently the trailer's amazing, but I haven't actually sat down to watch it.
I
guess
even know
it's
had a trailer out already.
Apparently she's just kicking butt the whole time.
Well,
and people say it looks cool.
That sounds awesome to me. That'll probably get my vote to actually try to see it in a theater. It might be a cheap theater, but I'll still probably try to see it in the theaters. Because I like her, and I like action.
Right.
And she does well in action. So.
That she does.
Does she have any superpowers that we know of?
I don't believe so.
Then I'm probably not going to see it.
I'm pretty sure she just has normal, angry human powers.
Okay, that's fine.
Woo-hoo!
That's a DVD thing for me, then.
Valid.
I don't see normal action flicks in the theaters. It costs too much to go to those nowadays.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot anymore. The next one. I know you guys are gonna be excited for this one. The Emoji Movie.
Oh, I've been watching trailers for that.
I don't
understand.
More of as a punishment for people who are watching TV with me.
I don't understand how that's a movie.
It's not.
Exactly.
It is.
So just gonna go out
basically,
and straight up say I'm not gonna see that.
The premise is there's a young emoji who feels more emotions than what he's supposed to. He's
feels more emotions than one.
Yeah, he's the blah emotion emoji, but he laughs at stuff and he gets in trouble for doing that because like, no, you're not supposed to laugh and stuff. And then he gets sent in a text, but he makes the wrong face. And then I don't know why he has to go on a trip after that. I'm not sure what happens.
A journey of self-discovery.
That sounds
probably
horrible.
Whoever
thought of this should probably reconsider their life choices because they've made mistakes along the way that can't be taken back.
I'm not going to see this one in theater.
I have to say, it does kind of look fun, I don't want to see this movie.
There's kind of a moral stance to it.
Right.
It's like, no, you shouldn't make this kind of movie.
No, I'm not going to watch the Candy Crush game show.
No.
I'm not going to watch.
Are you just making up more stuff? Or
no.
You?
That's a real thing.
Oh my gosh. Okay, society is crumbling. It's already happened.
There was an Angry Birds movie. I saw it on
Netflix.
I did see
that.
There's going to be a
sequel. I watched
it on Netflix.
But that was actually good. Yeah, I saw it on Netflix because I'm like, this sounds stupid. I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Then I watched it and I was like, oh, well.
Right.
And that was actually decent. But
it was okay.
I don't understand how emojis could do anything.
There's
actually somewhat of a storyline to Angry Birds anyway. It's, you know, the birds are trying to stop the pigs from stealing their eggs.
This is another example is if it is on a streaming service I already have or if I can see it for free, I might see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have some time occasionally and run out of things to do.
Yeah.
But that would be it. I would not
Lucky
pay
people.
To see Emoji Movie.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Would you pay to see a Farmville movie?
No, I never.
There doesn't seem like there'd be enough of a plot for that.
I feel like that's a reality show.
That seems just like a movie about farming. So
see, if I can't play the game because it looks boring, I'm not gonna watch a movie about a game that looks boring.
I'm not gonna send a text anymore with emojis. I'm boycotting.
I don't
now.
Send emojis.
You don't?
No.
I guess yeah.
You send me emojis all the time, and I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. My mom has mastered the emojis, but she uses them very randomly.
Right. I would, speaking of little games, phone games that I would pay to see a movie of. Injustice, Gods Among Us as a mobile game, I'd pay to see a movie of that.
Maybe.
That does seem to fit the tone of their films.
Yeah.
And the new game does look kind of awesome.
Yeah.
But
I don't think that'll ever happen. Anyway, what's the next one?
The next one, we've got just a few more. The Dark Tower.
Okay.
Which people are super excited about.
Which is kind of weird. Like, it is one that intrigues me, and I might see it in theaters.
Right.
I'm not a Stephen King fan. I've never cared about his books or anything like that.
Yeah.
Now, having people tell me the premise of The Dark Tower,
right,
and that whole series of books, it actually sounds kind of cool. And I like the main characters that they have.
Oh, yeah.
The actors are great.
They have
some
good actors for this.
I'm thinking it's going to be a very well-made movie.
Mm-hmm.
And with those actors, even if it wasn't super well-made, I think they'd still do good in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I will watch it at some point. It might be the cheap theaters that I'll see it in. I don't know if I want to pay top dollar to go watch it or anything. But that actually does look really cool.
Yeah.
The previews make it look amazing.
I think for this one, this is the kind of movie where I'm going to wait for the initial reviews to come out.
That's fair.
And if they're favorable, I'll probably go see it. And if they're not, I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
Which is a mistake I made with Suicide Squad. I didn't listen to the initial reviews.
Yeah, but at the same time, most initial reviews,
right,
I don't agree with.
True.
So if I listen to that crap, I'm never going to watch anything good ever again.
Yeah.
So
that's a valid point. I might wait. I've actually yet to read any of those books.
Right.
I started The Gunslinger multiple times. I haven't been able to get through it. I read the first of the graphic novels that Marvel did.
Okay.
I've thumbed through those, and they look cool. I just...
Yeah.
Never been a huge Stephen King fan, so...
That's valid.
That's been my main roadblock on that.
Okay. The Gunslinger 1 was actually really good.
Okay.
But anyway, I will probably... It's one of those things that it's such an iconic story. I feel like I should probably go see it.
Exactly.
So I'll probably give it a shot. The next one, yet another sequel. Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature.
Now, I very much enjoyed the first one. Although, being that way, I don't see how they could make another. I mean, if I see a preview of it and it looks good, I may be willing to spend $2 to see it at the cheap theater.
Yeah.
But that's, as of now, seems like a movie. If I do watch it, it'll be, oh, hey, look, it's on Netflix.
Right.
I got a couple hours to waste.
I never watched the first one. I have no idea what this is about.
I will admit, I wrote that down as a joke. I didn't think we would actually talk about it. I kind of forgot the first one even existed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even remember a preview for it. I just remember
there's
a movie
called
The Nut
Job. Oh, I saw a preview for The Nut Job, the first one. And I was like, I'm going to watch it. But, I mean, it stars squirrels. Squirrels are one of my favorite animals.
Right.
So, I love squirrels.
Yep. You're just three squirrels in a man suit.
I would take, what?
One, two,
don't count
three,
the squirrels. What's the next movie?
As Honey is,
I would
looking...
take at least 16 squirrels to make me.
Okay.
That's a lot of squirrels.
That's less than I thought, frankly, though.
But that's just, that's, I think that 16 squirrels equals the level of crazy that you might be.
Yep.
So that's probably not too far off.
Awesome.
What if you were just three squirrels in a robot body? They're all up in the head fighting over it.
And then
that makes
two,
more sense. Actually, no, they'd probably be in the chest compartment fighting over it. It's like I'd be like a...
Power Rangers or...
Actually, it need to be five. It need to be five.
Yeah.
Because, you know, got to have the four limbs and then
the
upper body.
Yeah.
So, you know, be like Voltron. Like
Voltron.
Five mini lion bots come together to make one big lion bot.
Oh, I don't want
to
see your arms and legs just walking around by themselves. It's just one of the squirrel drivers. Like, why is Homie's leg doing the worm across the floor?
Yeah, get that out of your head.
This is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, okay, the last one that I had mentioned was, and it's only because I recently watched the preview, Hitman's Bodyguard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to see that. Oh, my God. Sorry, that's
Deadpool and Nick Fury.
That's one I might actually even see the night it comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Theaters. I love the preview of it. And, you know, Samuel Jackson and Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
Are amazing.
Yeah.
So I'll watch it.
That's a team up. Like, I'm I'm surprised that they haven't been in a movie together.
Right.
And maybe they have.
Have
but,
they?
Not that I can think of. I don't,
not off the top of my head.
Because, I mean, Samuel Jackson appears in, like, every movie.
Right.
And Ryan Reynolds is in a lot of them now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might have crossed paths at some point, but I can't think of something where they were, like, together.
All I want is for that movie to end with Samuel L. Jackson to walk in and be like, put on the suit, and he throws a Deadpool costume. He's like, you're an Avenger now, and that's how the movie ends.
That's not going to happen, but it would be great.
I don't even know how that would work.
It would. But
it
that's,
work.
That's how Deadpool would get into an Avengers movie, you know?
Yeah.
That's how he'd do it.
Just at the end of a random movie that has nothing to do
nothing
with
to
anything
do with
that
it.
Has come out.
This movie looks funny. It looks pretty funny,
mm-hmm.
which is something I look for in movies.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a movie where if I had free time and I wanted to go see a movie and it was playing, I'd go see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm probably not going to go out of my way to go see it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that. That's kind of how I feel with it, too. I don't know that I will see. Chances are, if I don't see it right away,
right.
I probably never will.
Exactly.
And I'll forget about it.
Yeah. That'll
but
be the
it,
problem.
It does look cool. It kind of reminds me of the first Rush Hour.
Yeah.
Like, where there's a lot of action, and then there's some genuine comedy and
yeah.
fun chemistry between the two actors.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Ryan Reynolds in general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even pre-Deadpool, he was my favorite actor.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think it could be good. We'll see.
Awesome. So, that's... I mean, there's a ton of movies coming out, but these are the big, like, tentpole
right.
films that are going to generate some buzz.
Right. What's the one everyone wants to see the most out of that, you think? Like, out of us. I know which one mine is already.
Out of all the ones we've talked about tonight?
Yeah.
Probably The Hitman's Bodyguard, in all honesty.
I'm not overly excited for anything. I mean, I want to see, of course, Spider-Man.
That's mine.
And that's probably mine by
default.
By default.
Yeah.
Maybe Dunkirk, but there really isn't anything else on here that
right.
I would truly go out of my way to see.
Right.
If it happens, great.
Yeah.
But
Spider-Man's mine, though.
Yeah. Spider-Man is the one of these that I definitely
like.
To
Spider-Man
see.
Looks interesting, and I mean, I like all the Avengers stuff, and I like the Marvel Cinematic Universe
right.
and
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 blah. But I mean, it's Spider-Man's never really been a character that I've just been like, yes, I love Spider-Man.
Iron Man's in it.
Yeah, but Iron Man's never been a huge one that I've even really cared about either. I mean, I enjoyed the Iron Man movies enough.
Donald Glover's in it.
I do like Donald Glover a lot. But as you notice from my chart there, Iron Man, all three of them were pretty low on my list.
That's true. Yeah.
So, I mean, I enjoy Iron Man enough.
You put Iron Man 2 above Iron Man. Which bothers me personally.
By the way, we're looking at a list of the Marvel film rankings, which
we've ranked our own.
We should
post that. Let people see like how we ranked them and see if they're like, we agree with you.
Yep.
But you know, things.
Yeah.
Yep. So so let us know on the Twitters what movies you're excited for. Actually, before we wrap up,
right?
What summer movies have you guys? Like, are there any that stand out in your mind as ones that you really loved or really not loved?
Yeah. Probably my biggest summer movie that I can remember and be like, yes, this is what summer movie should be was Independence Day. The original Independence Day. I'm like, yeah, this is right. This is a popcorn movie. I will sit here and watch this repeatedly. I love this movie. I think that was my big first... summer movie blast, you know, summer movie blockbuster.
I think
that situation.
That was definitely an early one for me too. I still like it.
Yep.
So much so that I decided not to see the second one.
It's a good plan.
Yeah.
I did see the second one.
Oh, you poor fool.
It's not great.
Yeah, I had no interest in seeing the second one. See, the whole problem is knowing when I've seen movies.
Right.
I don't remember. Like, I mean, I remember if I've seen movies most of the time, but knowing exactly when I've seen them, yeah, I have no clue. I'm trying to think. I don't even remember last summer, like, what I watched. So
we didn't see anything, so I can't tell you.
I don't know. I see movies with Cody all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What came out last summer? Like, was there anything that we watched?
Let me see.
I mean, I've generally seen most of the Marvel films when they came out. So if it came out during the summertime, I mean.
Yeah, Civil War was early.
Yeah, that
was
like
late
March.
Spring.
April? Civil War was like April.
Yeah.
Or May.
X-Men Apocalypse
Civil War
was
May.
And
Civil War was in May, too.
I mean.
There was not a lot last summer.
No.
I did see Guardians of the Galaxy kind of close to summer. I mean, it falls under the summer movies, technically.
Right.
And I really enjoyed that one.
Are you talking the first one?
No, the second one.
Okay.
I don't know when the first one came out.
The first one was late summer.
Oh.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Well, shoot, if that's the case, then I'd say Guardians. Because like I said, I don't remember when I watched the movies.
Yeah.
That takes, you know, knowledge of the past.
Time.
Nobody has time.
Time reasoning. Time reasoning? What's that? Quantum? We'll just call it quantum reasoning.
Quantum reasoning.
Quantum reasoning with the quantum physics and the other science-y space stuff. Yes.
What about you, Cam?
I would have said Independence Day, but you took that one.
I would have.
So I'm probably going to have to say Jurassic Park was my first big summer film.
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't see it in the theaters, but that's a good one.
I saw it once. I saw the 3D re-release a few years ago, but I only saw it one time, and it's still one of my absolute favorites.
Yep.
After that, probably Avengers.
Yeah.
In terms of like more modern films. What about bad ones?
The movie Stealth. I hate it. So much. It came out in July of 2005, if I remember correctly. And it might have been, again, more of the theater experience because the sound system wasn't working in the theater at the time, or the movie shipped out with bad sound. Who knows? But it was so bad.
I'm not going to fact check you on the year. I'm assuming if you can get it narrowed down, that's pretty close.
Yeah, definitely didn't look it up a few minutes ago on my phone.
And again, that comes back to the fact of I'd have to know when I saw stuff.
Yeah.
Fair. Can you think of a really bad movie that you hated?
That I saw in theaters?
Right.
Because usually I try not to go to see movies in theaters unless I like them.
Right.
Or, well, not like them, but I mean think I'm going to like them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Something I saw in theaters that was horrible. I'm sure there's horrible ones that I've seen, but I can't think of any.
Fair enough.
Right.
I'm not sure what the worst one was. I will say the worst summer movie season, like the whole year for me, was probably 2001. Because there were so many big movies that came out that were supposed to be good.
Right.
The last Planet of the Apes remake before they...
Yeah.
The Tim Burton one. That was probably
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, yeah, that was probably the best movie I saw that summer. And
I don't even remember
bad.
That.
You don't remember that? It was real bad.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it once and barely remember it. It's not good.
Huh. I've seen it several times.
The first Tomb Raider with Angelina Jolie came out, and I thought that was going to be a lot of fun. It was boring, and I hated it.
Second one's worse.
Oh,
you know, I've never seen those.
Good. You're fine. Don't. They're apparently going to reboot that franchise, too.
I'm fine.
So.
Yeah.
Cameron said so.
Apparently bad movies is what keeps you sane, based on this logic.
That could be.
But I didn't see them.
I know. It keeps you sane, seeing them.
But I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
You don't remember seeing them.
You're insane, is my point.
That works, too.
Yeah.
I don't repeat things over and over again, expecting different results.
He's not saying you're insane.
He said I was insane like 2 seconds ago.
Okay, well, I wasn't paying attention. I was listening to something else.
Anyway.
How am I the crazy one?
Anyway,
I don't know.
Vote now for who's the crazy one. Dial your phone.
Don't dial. We'll put up a poll.
555.
No. We're going to put up a poll, and you're going to say, who's the crazy one?
Yep.
Cody, Cameron, or me?
Or Billy Banner.
Yes, we'll throw in Billy Banner. They're a fictional person that they made up. Because I'm the crazy one.
Billy's going to win if we do that.
Or is it Ronaldo?
Roberto.
The crazy pinata who's occasionally a doctor.
Yes.
Ooh, who's the moose? Was that Ronaldo?
What?
Rando.
Rando the moose. They don't know about Rando.
Oh, my.
Did we talk about Rando?
No, I don't think so.
No.
But I thought his name was... I couldn't remember
what
his name was.
I'm pretty sure this just became a three-way tie of who's craziest.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
we all win.
That
yay!
Cody came up with. I'm just trying to remember the stuff that happened.
Yeah.
I'm actually the same one.
No. Someone's pulling up.
Oh.
No, someone's driving by.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. So.
People exist. It's a thing.
I think that's pretty.
What was that?
Don't ask.
Thanks for listening today, guys.
We apologize. But yes,
I apologize for nothing.
If you would like to tweet us your least favorite or most favorite summer movie, or the one you're most excited for, we are at Nerd Dump Podcast. You can also visit us individually and tell us we're crazy. I am at Cameron Kiefer.
I'm at the Cody Weck.
And I'm the one that's not crazy, at Viking Honey.
That is a lie. You are a liar. You are a lying
person. I told the truth there.
You did not.
Everybody remember to review us, give us stars on iTunes. That's what helps us get
Listen to some earlier episodes and then rate us.
And if you don't like iTunes like
me. Some of our early episodes were real bad.
But if you don't like iTunes like me, or Apple products in general, you can find
us
on...
Brought to you by Apple.
You shut your face. You can find us on Podcast Addict.
Yeah.
So that's all we got for this week. Thank you guys, and have a good one.
This has been a Nerd Dump production.